Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf. The Shiur and Perek Chelik is sponsored by Lunish Masam Biakashom Leabas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin Daf Tzadik Dalet. The Gemara in Mudalet tells us that Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'asoyz Chizkiyo Mashiach V'Sanchei Riv Gog U'Magog. HaKadosh Baruch Hu planned to do Chizkiyo as Mashiach and Sanchei Riv to be Gog U'Magog. What's the pshat that Chizkiyo, out of all the other melochim that were in Am Yisrael, he should be Mashiach? And why is Sanhedrin representing Gog U'Magog? So to understand this, we'll be using the Mahalach that my Rebbe Rav Moshe Shapira Zatzal said over here in Perek Chelik. And he gave you a new understanding, which is not so clear for the Mefarshim over here. The Maharal Netzach Yisrael Perek Lamiches explains that when comes the Milchama of Am Yisrael against Gog U'Magog, what is exactly the difference? Yisrael are representing Echot. Yisrael are Umma Yechido representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is Echot. And connected them come Gog U'Magog, which represents all the Umma Soilo. Kayadua, it brought down the name of the Arizal, the Vilna Goyen says it, that Gog U'Magog is Gematria 70, because it represents all 70 Umos. So the essence of Gog U'Magog is the many together. Mashiach and Am Yisrael represents the one. That's the milchama that comes at the end of days. Now throughout the daf over here, we're going to see the ma'ilo of Chizkiyo, that Chizkiyo really represents the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Echot. Chizkiyo, as Gemara is going to say in Amud Beis, goes throughout all Am Yisrael and forces everybody to learn Torah. As Rav Moshe said in the name of Rav Gifter, what's the idea that he's forcing Am Yisrael to learn Torah, and if not, they're killed? It's not mitzad limud haTorah. You don't force a person to learn Torah mitzad Torah. He's forcing Am Yisrael to learn Torah mitzad Malchus. When there is a Melech, and the Melech can put a decree on his nation. So Chizkiyah's decree for his nation was to learn Torah. So he's bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu Echot Kemalchus, to bring Malchus Hashem in the world. Because he's bringing the Torah when you have a king that puts everybody together, and Atza Melech is combining everybody to learn Torah. The Gemara says the Chizkiyah has 8 names, because 8 belongs to Mashiach specifically. The Gemara in Erechin tells us that the Kinnoy that will be in the time of Moshe Mashiach is going to have 8 strings to it. Today it's only 7, and then it will be 8. In Moshe Mashiach, you have a connection of 8. 8 represents connecting to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Rabbi Smilas in the 8th day, Kayadua, the Maharal speaks about it a lot. Mashiach belongs to the number 8 because Mashiach brings the Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the world. Chizkiyah is one who is bringing the Gilui of Hashem in this world. Rav Moshe connected to here what is brought down in Midrash Eicha, that when the Melachim spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was at different levels. David the Melech told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Erdefa oyvai vasigim. I want to run after my enemies. I also told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I can't really fight the enemies, but I want to just run after them, and you will do the rest. Then Yehoshaphat the Melech says, I can't even go and run after them, but I want to say a shira, and you do the rest. And Chizkiyo says, I can't do anything, I'm going to sleep, and you do the rest. That's the ultimate Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, when Adam is completely reliant on Hashem, and brings Gilui Hashem by saying, I don't have anything on my own, everything is done through HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Chizkiyah brings Gilui Hashem in the world, and that's what the Tafkid of Melech HaMashiach is to do, is to take all the mechitzos, all the different barriers, the cause that we don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu clearly in the world, and that's what Mashiach brings to this world. Connected this comes Gog U'Magog. Gog U'Magog tried to go against the Echot, against the Gilui of the Echot. And that's by taking the Umos HaOlam together and creating a different Echot, a different unity. Avraham Avinu is called Avraham Ivri because he was Poyrish from Dora Palaga. But also the Bavel, Asher is also called that way. Because it says in the Medrash Rabbah, Bereishis Lamed Zayin Dalet, on the Pasuk Min Haaretz Ahi Yotza Asher, Min Haetz Ahi Yotza Asher. In other words, he left. He didn't want to be the Haetz of Dora Palaga where they're separating to separate entities. He does something else. He combines Umos HaOlam to be an Echod, which is connected to the ultimate Echod. And the Maharal here in Chiddush HaGadol, when he starts his Nekuda on this Sugya, He says that Sancheiv bilbil kula humus. Sancheiv, he goes and he mixes up all the humus, and that's what Goy Gumaga is going to do. And what he mentioned before, Goy Gumaga combines all the humus together. And Goy Gumaga coming against the Kodesh Baruch Hu as mentioned, and Sancheiv was mechar for Megadev. So Keneged the Echod, the Chizkiyah is coming to bring, you have Sancheiv who's doing the opposite. So if Chizkiyah is Keneged Melech HaMashiach, Sancheiv is the exact opposite, and he's the one who represents Goy Gumagog. Goy Gumagog is the opposite of Mashiach. And that's what the Gemara is going to say later, that Sancheiv has 8 names as well. Because he represents always the opposite of Mashiach. Mashiach is the real Echot, Goy Gumagog is the fake Echot. Chizkiyah has 8 names connected to Hashem, Sancheiv has 8 names that do not connect to Hashem. So Chizkiyah is be'etzem roi to be Mashiach, and immediately the one who comes to fight him, Sancheiv, is Goy Gumagog. And the next year we'll explain why, based on this, Chizkiyah lost the opportunity to be Mashiach. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email us to what to go, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.